Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Denise, and this is the Dr. Denise Show. We have almost like 10 minutes left of 2021 here in Southern Cal, and I just wanted to do a really short and sweet less is more show and really send a lot of love to all of us, all of humanity right now. And I want to let you know that today on Instagram, I posted, I am dot, dot, dot. I am happy. I'm sending love to all kind, and I love you. Prayers up to all of my close friends, loved ones, and to all of you. For what? For quick recovery. If you are recovering from any winter ailment, colds, bronchitis, strep, the C word. Also prayers for safety in Colorado. I gave a shout out to my dear friend, Kirk Patrick Miller. He was really blessed to still have his home after the Colorado fires. I'm sending so much love to Colorado right now. And I'm having just deep, deep compassion for the whole situation that Colorado is dealing with. I'm also just sending so much love to all the countries across the globe and USA, that we will have better solutions for love, not war, and tolerance for all belief systems. Prayers for Mother Earth and the environment, and prayers for all sentient beings in the universe, as we are not alone. And then I put hashtag peace and love for all kind. So this is my gift to myself. I did self-care in the last week. My last show was on Self-Care is the New Cool with Jake Myers, and many of us are recovering from winter colds, strep throat, bronchitis. I was diagnosed with bronchitis. I've been fortunately COVID negative 5 times this week, but you know, so many of my close friends and their family have COVID, and this is our new reality. So I just wanted to let you know going into 2022 that I did a lot of journaling this week because I didn't have a voice. My voice was gone. And some of the most important things that I wanted to convey is the importance of awareness, self-love, and loving others. And really, really, I think with humility, we're all dealing with this right now, whether we couldn't see relatives over the holidays, whether we're struggling to get better right now. How do we maintain our own integrity? Our own integrity of health, our own integrity of peace, our own integrity of service. And I think one of the things that's happening with this ongoing pandemic is it's creating more of an equal playing field. And I think that really the concept of less is more, meaning how do we conserve our energy? How do we spend our time? Who do we spend our time with? What news do we listen to? What media do we listen to? When do I go to the gym? When do I work out? I think the most important thing going into 2022 is to really take inventory of what your own unique goals are for self-love and self-care. And I just want to let you know that one of my biggest coping strategies during this time of recovery this last week is just, if you listen to my shows, is gratitude. And my son, on the night of winter solstice, I have this journal. He's like, Mom, what are you writing in that journal? I'm like, honey, I am writing my gratitudes. He's like, how much longer is that going to take, Mom? I want to play a game with you. I'm like, okay, honey. And I don't know how you are with your kids, if you have kids, but you have to give them little time limits of when you're ready to play again. And so essentially I told him it's going to take me 30 minutes at least. He's like, 30 minutes? Who are you going to say thank you to? So I just want to let you know that even though I was struggling to get better this week, and also just like many of us wondering, do I have COVID? Do I not have COVID? I really use the time to go deeper within and look at everything that I'm grateful for. So I just wanted to let you know that I think that writing things down for all of us and using a multi-sensory approach, whether it's through writing, through singing, through moving, through exercise, we can go deeper in our own self-care. And I just wanted to say that I wrote so many thank yous. I wrote thank yous to God for having food, shelter, clothing. Thank you for having a career. Thank you for, you know, all these things. And so I think it's really important that, you know, we really just hit pause and we take time to go deeper in all of our core values. And I call this the golden thread of love, the golden thread of integrity, the golden thread of inner peace, the golden thread of connecting to your higher self. And, you know, our words, thoughts, and actions, it's so important to remember that they carry an energy frequency. And our words and thoughts, whether you want to call them prayers, intentions, manifestations, they're living entities. So I just want to let you know that now it's like less than 5 minutes until we hit 2022. And I am just wishing so much love for everyone. And I have a lot of poems and things that I have inside my own manifestation book. And one of my dear friends, Beverly Bergman, wrote this amazing poem on Thanksgiving. So I just want to end this show with a Thanksgiving poem, because I believe that we should have gratitude and Thanksgiving every day. Here we go. Thanksgiving. May the light of the Lord open your heart and soul with thanksgiving for the blessings which so richly abound. And may we give thanks with a grateful heart for our loved ones near and far, always remembering those who are in need, for we are truly one global family of man. May the grace of thanksgiving and the bounty of our harvest bless every one of you with the generosity of spirit to share. I just want to express my gratitude to Beverly. She's a dear, dear friend of mine. And she's always sending me different poems, and we've integrated those into some of the shows this year. And I want to just thank all of you. Thank you for being a part of changing the way we think, talk, and act about all things to do with mental health and mental wellness. And I am so grateful right now to have my voice back and to be feeling better. Okay, so I just want to let you know that I'm thinking of you. I'm sending everyone across the globe wishes of a happy, peaceful, prosperous, and healthy new year. And I'm very excited about all the different series that I'm doing, but I'm mostly just having humility with good health in this very moment. And I want you to know that when I do my swimming and I do my meditations, you're all in my thoughts and prayers. And I'm sending you so much love and just absolute gratitude. Okay, thank you. Happy New Year.